There's a few nekudos in the parasha I want to speak about. The first point there's a nekuda that has to be very much appreciated is defined in last week's parasha and this week's parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come to Paro and to tell Paro, to warn Paro, to let Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. But for what purpose? Last week's parasha, Shalach es ami v'yochoygu li b'midbar. Shalach es ami v'yavduni. Send out my nation that they should serve me. And Moshe Rabbeinu each time comes and he asks, in the name of Hashem, Hashem tells him exactly to say this over, that we want to go for 3 days far away, we want to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring korbanos, and Paro adamantly is refusing. Harei HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that the whole purpose of all of this is that they should leave Mitzrayim and they should be going to Eretz Israel. As the Pesukim beginning of this week's parasha, the Dalet Kosis that we have, Leila Seder, is connected for the Shenis of Geula. The purpose is Vahitzeisi, Vahitzalti, Vigoalti, Vilokachti. The purpose of all that is for the Kos Chamishi, the Vahivesi Eschem. The purpose is to bring them to Eretz Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be whacking up Paro like HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu ahead of time that he's going to be doing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in convincing Paro. Fakir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will punish Paro by Yehichbadati Eslibo. In order, Leman Shisiyo Yisai Eila Bekirba. In order that the Makkos should be brought upon him, in order to be Megalik Void Hashem in this world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want, he's not out to convince Paro. Fakir. He's out to warn Paro, but he's not out to convince him. And he's out, and he knows, and he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "You should know in advance." He's not going to listen. Why doesn't Moshe Rabbeinu, in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him to go to Paro? Just tell him, "Let my people go." Why is there the additional chelik in "Let my people go" and they should serve me? Shalach esami v'yavduni. Yochayguli b'amidbar. Why is it all about going out and bringing korbanos? The answer, what is very, very clear over here, is there's many lessons we have to learn from Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the truth is, there's many lessons we have to learn from the going down to Mitzrayim. We can't fully understand how and why going down to Mitzrayim for 210 years, 86 years of horrific shibud, was somehow a preparation, preparing Klal Yisrael to become a nation to for Kabbalah Satur. It's something which is a mystery almost beyond us. And it's important to appreciate that there was a purpose, we had to go down to Mitzrayim. And it's a very interesting question, and the answer is b'chlal na poshut. What the havon of that is. And it's important. I think it's a very major chinuch b'chlal. Nisht al zdat mefashtein, not everything has to be understood. But what we do have to know is that the Pasuk tells us in Sefer Dvarim, Va'oitzi eschem mikur ha-barzel. I took you out of the Kur ha-barzel. The Pasuk refers to Mitzrayim as the furnace, the Kur ha-barzel, like when a person wants to purify gold, or all other metals, they come out of the ground, out of earth, mixed with many impurities. They're put into a furnace, and that's called the Kur ha-barzel, and that's how you make it. You take the iron, you take the metal, you take the gold, you take the silver, that's the way you purify. going down to Mitzrayim is referred to in Pasuk as a Kura Barzal, as a preparation. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu by Bris Bina Psorim, that you're Geri Yazarach HaBeres Lo Elohim V'Avod V'in Oysim Arba M'yesh Shalom. Your descendants from when Yitzchak will be born, there'll be 400 years of them being in Eretz Lo Elohim, they won't be settled. And the last 210 years will be in Mitzrayim, and the last 86 years will be in a massive of Shibud, hard Shibud. It ended up being much harder than anticipated because of Klal Yisrael's Omri Nia Kamitzrim. Now, why going to Ervas Haaretz, to a place of Znus, of Tumah, the worst place in the world, how is that a preparation for Klal Yisrael? To get the Torah somehow. But it is. It was. And we have to appreciate the idea. We don't fully understand it, but somehow it was. And more than that, there's something deep. Klal Yisrael needed it. There's something deep in the Jewish DNA. I'll refer to it that way. So the Klal Yisrael, just descendants of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and the Shvatim, they were not prepared to get the Torah. They were very great tzaddikim. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov was Mitosu Shleim, and they all stood, and they all said Shema Yisrael, Mitosu was Shleim, and they were tzaddikim gemurim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't give them Torah just over there in Eretz Yisrael. They had to go down to Mitzrayim. They had to be in Mitzrayim, go through a horrific Shibud. And they had to come out of Mitzrayim. They had to be a rhythm Simon, come out of Mitzrayim, and only then they were prepared to get the Torah. There's something, being a Jew is something very, very serious and very, very deep. And we had to go on a national level, we had to go through all of that in order to be able to accept the Torah. The full scope of understanding is beyond us. The Meshech Chochma, the Pasuk, the Yosef Yoshis Yodoy Al Einecho, in Parshas Vayechi, he explains that there's no full answer to this question. Yosef, the concept that Yosef went down to Mitzrayim, Yoshis Yodoy Al Einecho, it will be a covering to your eyes that you realize you don't understand everything. You don't understand exactly how HaKadosh Baruch Hu does and why He does. It's beyond to fully understand why Yosef had to go down to Mitzrayim and be the cause of everyone else to come down to Mitzrayim, and the preparation somehow for Kavod Torah has to go through going down to Mitzrayim. Yosef, Yoshis Yodei Al Einecho. It's a covering to your eyes, lotion of understanding and your gaze that you think you understand everything. There's something which is beyond us. But the Sforum do explain one very important point, which Klal Yisrael did get out of going down to Mitzrayim. And it was very, very important to make that emphasis in the going out of Mitzrayim. We learned what Avdus is about. We're not saying it's a full answer, and it's not. And we don't need a full answer. And sometimes it's better, and chinuch to know, we can't know everything, we're not supposed to, but we have to know that there's so much beyond us. And therefore, in general, the Mahalach of our Bismedrish is Mahalach of understanding, not from a place of just understanding knowledge to Fashtein, just rather, not so much the Farvos, rather as the Vos. What do we get out of the goal? What do we see that Mekudah of avoiding going down to Mitzrayim? The full scope of everything? Beyond us. Now Vos, we learned Avdus. Avdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Pari, to tell Klal Yisrael, it's not left by people go, that they should just be a free nation. Yes, but they have to go and be a free nation, L'cherus Oilam, as the Lashon that we say by Meirev every night. V'yitzis Am Yisrael L'toichom L'cherus Oilam should be an internal freedom. What's internal freedom? Shalach es ami v'ya'avaduni. Let my people go so they can serve me. A person's the Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's internally free. He's a true free man. To go from being an Eved for Paroi, to a person's Eved, his own Yetzer Hara, is not freedom. therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Shalach esami v'yavaduni. When you ask Paro that he should release them, it's for the sake of worship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And don't present it any differently to Klal Yisrael. You're leaving Mitzrayim for one purpose and one purpose only. To accept the Torah and become Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yachoygu li b'midbar. You'll bring karbonis. You'll bring the karbonis of Geirus at Har Sinai. That was the first karbonis that Klal Yisrael brought. V'yachoygu li b'midbar. The purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim is what? To become Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the first kapitel of Tehillim that was said, the first kapitel of Shira that was said by Klal Yisrael. The Gemara tells us in Pesach Daf Kuf Tazayin, B'sha'a sha'olu min hayam, even before they said Az Yoshir, what did they say? Haleluka halu Avdei Hashem. Until now they were Avdei Paro, and from now they were Avdei Hashem. We see something very unique. There was something much deeper going on with Paro's seemingly stupid stubbornness of not letting them go. Even for this alone, I mean, it's an obvious question. But it doesn't even make sense on the most minimal level. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have told Paro, set them go, let them go as a free nation, let them go as a free nation, he's giving up something. But what's the big deal if all he's giving up is them getting a break for a week? Going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give korbanos and midbar, they go on derech shleishis yom neilech, they'll bring korbanos, and they'll come back. 3-day trip, one day they'll serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one day come back. What's the big deal? So we find right in Chazal that at the night of Makas Bechoris, Paroi, when he went looking for Moshe Rabbeinu, the lashon over there is that when Moshe Rabbeinu was standing in front of Paro before Makas Choshech, and he gave him the warning, so Paro told him, never come back. And the moment you'll come back, I'll kill you. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Moshe Rabbeinu got a nevuah, Rashi brings on the spot, as he's still standing in front of Paro, to warn him about Makas Bechoris. And he told Paro, "V'yor dekol avodecha eler." Like, I won't be coming to you anymore. Right? You warned me not to come last time. I'm not showing up over here anymore. Next time, you're coming to me. That's in next week's parsha. Don't come back anymore. I won't come back here again to see you. On the spot, he's gonna throw you out of here. What happened? So Rashi brings. Rashi in Pesuk Dalet. Vayomer Moshe Koyim Hashem. Ba'omdi lefnei Paro nemra lo nevuah. As he's standing in front of Paro, he got a nevuah right there and then. Shar mishayotam lefonav lehoisif for his ponav. He never came back again. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, Oy nega echon, and that was the whole next parasha. It says, and he told him the whole parasha of, and Moshe told Paro on the spot, Koyomer Hashem kechatzis halayla makas b'choris. Okay. In fact, what happened then? So then, Vayokom, the Pasuk says later in Perek Yudbeis Pasuk Lamed, Vayokom Paro layla, uvachol avod, uvachol mitzrayim, Vayirku the Moshe v'laharen layla. He went looking for Moshe Nahar. He came racing through the streets. And Chazal described it in Medrash, down to the detail. He was racing down the streets. There's a beautiful kindergarten song all about it. How Paro was in pajamas. It's a very true song. Why do I enjoy it so much? Because it's really precise. It happens to be precise. Because What do I mean? There's a precision even to the appreciation. Well, I don't want to get into the side details. That's more maybe next week. Hopefully, we'll be able to get into. He was wearing pajamas, Taka. What do I mean? Why am I making that emphasis? Because there's a chiddush in pasuk. Vayokam paroi, lailo. Rashi over this is vayokam paroi. What's vayokam paroi? You have Rashi in front of you, Rafi.
Yeah.
Vayokam paroi. What does Rashi say? Vayokam.
Mimi
tosoi. Et gigan kin shlof. Taka went to sleep with pajamas. It's something a unique mishigana. Everyone knows exactly what's going to happen. They're all waiting. There's going to be something. Nine times Moshe Rabbeinu said it, and it happened down to the detail. And he tells Paroi, everyone knows something big is going to go on over here. The guy's not fazed. Right? He goes to sleep that night. Mimi Tosu. Lailo, Rashi Vaiter. He woke up in the night for a change. Not like the regular kings that wake up in the middle of the day, they wake up late. He suddenly woke up at Chatzos in the middle of the night. I mean, there's a Meshugin Amatzev over here. Paroi is not flinching. He's not changing. He's not budging. He's even going to sleep that night with pajamas, and there's suddenly a Chiddush over here that he changed. He budged. He woke up in the middle of the night for a change. He goes racing out in his pajamas, and what? He goes looking for Moshe and Aaron. Chazal, tell us, what was he telling them? He was running down the streets. Taki, the kids were making fun of him and telling him, go this way, go that way. They're going all around. Okay, but Lamaisa, there was a message. When he was running around in his pajamas, what was going on? He said one thing. You're not my slaves anymore. Gorish yigarish eschem. And that's what the Taki, the Pasuk says. Kumu sumetich ami ulechu ivdu es Hashem kedaberchem. You can go serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not Avdei Paroi anymore. You're Avdei Hashem. Paroi understood something deep. He was a Rosh Merusha, but he wasn't stupid. He had a lev kaved, like a Rosh gets. There's no going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and coming back and being Avdei Paroi. If they're going to be Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're free men. He was fighting the concept. And he wasn't going to let them go to become Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe was fighting for one thing. In the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe was saying one thing. Shalach es ami v'ya'avduni. There's a higher purpose to life. We left Mitzrayim for a purpose. We didn't leave Mitzrayim to be a goy with halachic boundaries, but someone who's our tachlis of life is pursuing freedom, pleasure. Our tachlis of life is pursuing to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be a true free man, to be an eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu never, ever asked. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told him to ever demand the freedom of Klal Yisrael, but for one purpose and one purpose only. Shalach es ami v'ya'avduni. And back to the other issue. That was definitely a nekuda that we learned in Mitzrayim. We learned what Avdus was. The Kadmoinim Reishtel on this nekuda, that's what the tachlis of Yerida to Mitzrayim was. I'm sure there's much more, and that's what I'm saying. The Meshech Chochmah's Nikud of Yosef Yoshis Yod Alei Nech is true, that there's definitely things which are beyond us. Totally beyond us. But this is one Nikud which we can appreciate. We learned, and when we learned, it's not just in our psyche. It's something deep in the whole Mahus of what a Jew is all about. The Jewish DNA learned what it means to be a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what being an Eved means. And we went from being Avdei Paroi to being a Cheirus Olam, to internal freedom, to Avdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now there's another point, very important point, that has to be shtelled on. I'll begin this week. This week's parasha has the makas. Seven of the makas are in this week's parasha. The whole idea of the makas is in this week's parasha. The purpose of the makas is very, very clearly is to teach us HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhag of this world. V'yodu Mitzrayim k'ani Hashem. Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu in advance, what am I going to do? I'm going to give such makis to Paroi to teach them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the world. The purpose of the makis is to teach as the Pasuk says here, Vani Akshes Lev Paroi. Here basically Soisai, Miss Moshe Beretz Yisrael, I'll make his lave kaved. I'll be marvim my oisus and moifsin. V'lo yishma aleichem pare. V'no sati yis yodi bim Yisrael. V'ho tseis yis tziv oisai. I'll take out Klal Yisrael. Metzivis Hashem, I'll take them out as Ami, v'nei Yisrael from Eretz Mitzrayim. B'shvotim g'doylim. With very big makos. V'yodu Mitzrayim kani Hashem. And the Mitzrayim will even see that I am Hashem. In a Toisis Yodi, as I punish the Mitzrayim, Voitzesis Bnei Yisrael Mitoichon. Now take Klal Yisrael out of Mitoichon. The Pasuk describes in every Makkah, it says, V'yedu Kani Hashem Bekar V'aret sometimes. And Taka, there's different Madrigas of how the different levels of Gilui of Hashgacha. On different aspects of this world, I think Mashgiach gives in his Makas Shmuz and gets into the details. It splits up in Datzach, Hadash, Ba'achav, Meshachoch, Meshtels in it. There's certain lessons of Hashgacha Protest which are learned out of Dam Sfaradi Akinim. There's other levels of Hashgacha Protest which are learned out of Rav Dever Shchin. And other levels of Hashgacha Protest learned out of Ba'achav, Barad Arba Choshech Makas Bechartz. And that there's a difference in the Psukim, Meshachoch points out. But Benkach, Kodesh Baruch Hu taught us through the Makos his control of the world. What is it that we learn from the Makos? The Rambam in Hilchos Deos says very, very clearly that the yesod of our emuna is not based on oisei sumoifsim of the Makos. Rather, I'll read you the Rambam. The famous Rambam, Hilchos Deos. In Hilchos, you say that Torah. You say that Torah, Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu, lo yehaminu bo Yisrael mepnei ha'oseh sha'asa. No one believed in Moshe Rabbeinu because of the oisos that he did. Shehamamin al pi ha'oisos, yeh believe by doifi. If someone believes only based on nisim that he sees, there's something lacking. Shef sheshiyas ha'ois belotu b'kishuv. Ela kol ha'oisos shos ha'moshe b'amibo lefi ha'tzorech ha'som. Lo ilov yirai al ha'nevuah. The Raya in the Nevuah wasn't from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu did Oisei Sumoifse. Rather, there was a need for all these things, and therefore there was an Oisei Sumoifse. Hayotzach Lashkes HaMitzrim, the Mitzrim had to be taken care of in order not to trouble the Jews. Koros HaYam, Vitzlilam B'toicha, Kodesh Baruch Hu ripped open the Yam, and he put all the Mitzrim inside. Terachnu LaMozoin, Hurried Lonu Samon. Some U, Klai Yisrael were thirsty. Boka Lein Esa Eved. He split the stone, out came water. Kofru Boedas Korach, Bola Oysa Nor, swallowed up. V'chein Shar Kolor, he says. U'bimahe Eminu Boi. What's the Yisoid of the Amunah in Moshe Rabbeinu? B'mamen Har Sinai. Sheineinu Ro'u V'loi Zor, V'azneinu Shomanu V'loi Acher. We all heard Ha'esh v'ha'kodes v'ha'lapidim v'hu nigash l'ha'arofel v'ha'koyelim Kodesh Baruch Hu's voice we all heard Medaber Eilav spoke to him v'anu shoyimim and we all heard Moshe Moshe we heard HaKodesh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu call him by his name and tell him Leich emor lehen kach v'kach go tell them kach v'kach. We heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu direction to give us orders. The fact that Moshe was a Navi, we heard it from Hashem. It's not that Moshe did an ois or a moifis and therefore we believed in Moshe Rabbeinu that he's a Navi. Rather, based on what we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he ordered Moshe Rabbeinu to tell us. And that's what the Pasuk says. Spoke to us face to face. Uminayin, Rambam continues. Shemamad ar sinel vado yuhu arayel in avuos ishu emes, sheim boi doifi. What's the raya that that is the reason in the yesod of the universe Meishra, Rabbeinu? Shenemar, when you see this in Pasuk, hinei anoichi boi lecho ba'ava onon. I will come to you in the thickness of the cloud, and I'll speak to you. Ba'avur yishma ha'om b'dabri imoch. The nation should hear how I speak to you and order you. V'gam b'cho yaminu lo'olam. They will believe in you forever based on what they heard me direct you. Michlal she'koydim dover zeh lo'yheminu bo'y ne'amonu she'emedes lo'olam. They didn't believe him in a full belief till that moment. Ela ne'amonu she'ishach re'hur machshav. They would be ruled to think differently. So what's clear in the Rambam is that the Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem is borrowed 100% by us as being the Emes La'amito based on what we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. Not based on the Makos at all. Now the Rambam doesn't refer to at all what's the purpose of the 10 Makos. The Rambam refers, says that all the Makos that Moshe Rabbeinu did in the Midbar, they were for a need. If Rambam tells us that oisoy sumoifsim are not the yesoid of our emuna, so what's the purpose of all the 10 markers? Yesh mutartzim, but I'm going to treat it like a lamdish sugya. That the Rambam is speaking about the emuna nevuas Moshe. The Psukim in the Parshas Vayera Boy is speaking about belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true that Chilik, but it doesn't answer, in my opinion, at all the question. Because if belief in Moshe Rabbeinu is not based on Oisus Umoifsim, then of course belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be based on Oisus Umoifsim. And Takein HaChanami, the Pasuk itself says, Atahor Eisaladas ki Hashemu Alikim Einoid Mulvadoi. Where was the Atahor Eisaladas? The Pesuk refers to, you were shown to know, Mamad Har Sinai. Kadosh Baruch Hu ripped open the heavens. Ayin v'ayin. We heard that Kadosh Baruch Hu speak to us. We saw the Yodata Ayoyim. The Pesuk over there says, ki Hashemu Alikim Einoid Mulvadoi. The Pesuk over there describes Atahor Eisaladas that there's no other mitzvah of an Elohus in the world besides the Kodesh Baruch. Kodesh Baruch ripped open the heavens. That means he ripped open all the spiritual worlds, and he ripped open for them in the when the concept is ripped open in the world of Havana. He gave them the Havana to see and to understand the Olam HaTachtoin, the Megushim Dike, Gashmi is the world of Kishuf and Navi. There is Einod Mulvada. There's no krach in the world besides the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael saw it firsthand by Mamad Har Sinai. They didn't need the Oisus and Moifsim back of Parshas Vayera. So what was the purpose of Parshas Vayera? Based on the Rambam, our Emun is based on Har Sinai. As the Pesukim in Mes Chanan described everything I just told you. What's the purpose of Parshas Vayera, of all the 10 Makis? The answer is as follows. Our Yesod of our Emunah is not based on the Makos. The Makos came to teach us Hanhogas HaKadosh Baruch. Our base of Emunah is based on Mamad Har Sinai. Einenu Ro'im V'lo Yizhar. And our forefathers have told us, and we have a Mesorah, and that's Chazal in every single place, and that's the Pesukim describe what Mamad Har Sinai was. Mamad Har Sinai is the Yesod of our Emunah. And therefore, there's a special zechira, the special zechira of remembering, as the Rambam writes, Hamaymar Hagod Lahu. The Yesod of our Emuna and our Kabbalah Satur is based on that great Maimad of Kabbalah Satur. Einenu Ro'u V'Lezor. We all saw it as a nation, as one. There's a different Nikud in Gansen. In Gansen! Legamri! Vayiro. Vayiro is not coming to prove HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, Mitzvahs, at all. That's Maimad Har Sinai. Eventually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching us something very, very different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching us how He runs this world. He taught us Hashgacha Pratis. He taught us His control. Hands on. How He controls the Dan. He controls all different forms of nature, he twists it and does with it. He taught us Hashgacha Pratis. He taught us what COVID-19 is all about in Parshas Va'eiro. We wouldn't know that necessarily, down to its finest detail, from Parshas Yisroi, from Ma'amar Har Sinai. How a Kadosh Baruch Hu runs his world with Hashgacha Pratis? Whether Yossi Meisel will have a nice chasen or get busted by the police, the guys will make it through or not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling every little iota. Every mashup detail that happens in this world. There's no teva in this world. That's the Ramban and then the next week's parasha. That's the parasha of Va'eiro. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with me and you and all of us as Jews. We have a whole hanhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he takes care of us. The unique relationship that we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokeinu. That's the message. Hashgacha Pratis is the Nekuda. Hashgacha Pratis down to its finest detail. Ein Adam Noikif et Boi Milamata, as Chazal teaches us, Ashiachruz Olav Milamala, that the Jew is going to drink water and the Goy is going to get blood. The Goy is going to have Choshech and the Jew is going to have light. Chol B'nei Yisrael Or B'mashvoisom. The Goy is going to be scratching away with Kinim and the Jew will be sparkling clean. This Friday, am I going to go into the stomachs and in the Tanurim and of the Mitzrim and they're not going to go into the Jews. The lions and the bears will attack the Mitzrim. The Samptich B'dus Ben Amir. And they won't touch a Jewish kid who has Jewish DNA. That Hashgacha Pratis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running his world. Nothing happens. It's all in control. And that's the beginning, that's the Aleph of this parasha. Va'eila. Va'idaber elikim el Moshe ve'im elav ani Hashem. Va'eir elav Avraham el Yitzchak, what's the ani Hashem? Nemo neshalim socher tov la mishalchum lefonai. Every his gabrus on a yetzer hara, every extra toisvis, every horav and afavim toimar, and not being lazy to try and get fully the viyesh loimar, to get every line in Gemara, the schar and every little detail that a person does, it's all accounted for. Ani Hashem nemo, schar va'oinish. Hashgacha Pratis. That's what we learned from Va'era. That's what we learned from Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's what the Ramban in next week's parasha is going to speak about so famously. About the importance of appreciating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement of Teva. There's no Teva. It's all a Nes. Teva is just HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhoga Hatmidis, his continuous Hanhoga that we get used to. I'll finish off with the Chassidish Avort. This is live. Yep. Not to basically eventually from the Nelemen and the Mena. So it's Parsha. The Lashon of the Pasuk is Kim Alechem Paroi. Is it last week's Parsha? Tnu Lachem Oifs. You should give. You should have an Oisum Oifis. What's the you should have an Oisum Oifis? Tnu Lachem Oisum Oifis. This week. Where's the Pasuk? Tnu Lachem. You just throw down the stick, it'll become a snake. Oh, yeah, this week's Parsha. Ki Dabe Alechem Paroi Leimor. Tnu lochem moifes. Give for yourself a moifes. Frek, the name of the melech, what's it? Tnu lochem moifes. Tnu li moifes. You should prove it to me that you're speaking the truth. In Gashmi, as zok the name of the melech, zok the name of the melech, when a person sees changes in Gashmi, he only has his spouse for the first moment. He gets used to it. He takes it for granted. I still remember the first time when my father described to me the fax machine as it came out. My father picked me up over here from Beis HaTalmud to the Beis Medrash downstairs. The Beis Medrash over here wasn't. My father picked me up from the car onto where the Beis Medrash is now, that hope there was a parking lot. And he was driving home and he had to pass through the post office on Mochov Yafo at the time. Still there, that post office. Yeah, but no, there's no street there anymore. It's where the rail is. So he parks there. He was going to send a fax to the post office. So he describes to me what this new thing called a fax is all about. So he says, the machine, the photocopies we had it. So it gets the Tsurasois, it sends it up to a satellite. In Mamish the Ksaviyad, Mamish in the Tzura, and it reaches the satellite, and the satellite sends it back down to wherever the other place is, or it sends it off to another satellite to the other side of the world, and within 1 minute, exact letter with the exact Tzura's HaKsav comes out printed from the next machine. Wow, that was to be honest. Until then, we knew. We had phones. It was all connected into the wall. But that we already understood because there's cable. The phone line's connected into the wall, and in good our days, the phone, went all around. If you don't even know what those phones are all about, but it's all connected into the wall. And there's cables. We learned in kindergarten all about the cables that go under the sea all the way to the United States from Israel, and it's called long distance through the cables. Okay, by then we already understood it goes through the cables. Now it's Chiddush Neir. Somehow the Tzuras Ha'Ois, the Tzuras Ha'Ksav, goes up to the satellite, comes down with the Mamish, the Ksav itself, the Tzuras Ha'Ksav and the Feds, can shoot a Mamish, goes. Mind boggling. What the world has come to. By now it's funny, we're all laughing. Because the world really thinks I'm going. I mean, in Gashmias, every oisum I feel, and now yourself, it helps a person very much. But until you get used to it, you go fight. A moifis in Gashmias doesn't hold long, it just holds long as much as a person gets used to it and goes and fight. Zakhtadam el Melech, but when it comes from the oisum moifis, teaching you a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you see Hashgacha Pratis and you realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing you, I'm running the world. The way a Jew is supposed to take an Oysum Leifis, he takes it on a spiritual realm. It's all a different thing. Tnu Lachem! The Leifis is for Ayid, for Klal Yisra. The Leifis will hold in spirituality, it holds. And Taka. Once a person, and that's the Darher, when we learn and we understand Hashgacha Pratis, and then we're able to open our eyes, there's no Hester Panim in this world. There's no Hester Panim in this world. Hester Panim is only for those who don't want to watch, who don't open their eyes to see. For those who look, for those who understand, for those who put their mind to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, it hits them in the face wherever they turn. for those who see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole time. For those never, who are not holding enough, comes, let's say, at school for like COVID-19, and teaches everyone, we don't control nothing. We're totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. But right there, for those who don't want to know, the heavens will be ripped open. They'll see ten makis. They won't change. Because Baruch Hu leaves room for the human being to darher, to steig, and to grow on his own. Hashgachu Pratis is all there. But a Jew has to open his eyes, and he has to internalize the lessons, and he has to take it for himself. That's Tnu Lachem, Moifis. To steig and to grow. And then in Ruchnis, once a person sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sees it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu smiles wherever he turns. He appreciates his Zekif Kfufim. He appreciates his waking up in the morning. He sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind the delicious food that he eats, the taste buds that he has. His appreciation of... Don't take smell for granted. Don't take taste for granted. Don't take walking around for granted. Don't take sitting up straight for granted. Don't take being in yeshiva for granted or having a chavrusa not over Zoom for granted. Don't take anything for granted. Be grateful. See HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha down to the finest detail. Appreciate it. See HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kiss. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's smile and everything. Tnu lachem like this. It's a lesson for us to steig and grow. A good Shabbos.